morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And I think we should just go where this happened yesterday. Actually, where the show was over, we're wrapping our things up and we're looking forward to today's show. And Chop asked a question which actually is important.
Yeah, so I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw an ad for like the U.S. Census. It was like, hey, we're get a job at the U.S. Census, make $25 an hour.
Yeah.
And that just kind of randomly like made me think like, oh yeah, the census is this year. And I asked Joe, I was like, hey, do I have to fill out the U.S. Census this year? And Joe's like, yes, you dummy. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure because 10 years ago, my dad did it. Like, I didn't have to do it. They didn't, you know. And then what did Liv the Web Girl say?
I said, what's the U.S. Census? Now.
What?
I know what a census is. Obviously, census is like a public almost like forum or like the public agreement or something. Like, what was the like... what was the consensus of the group? Like, I get what that is.
So that's what a census is?
The U.S. Census? Is that what it's called?
I'm trying to ask you, like, because I'm confused now. Are you saying
that... Is it the U.S. consensus? Okay, what is it? Here. I'm so confused.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
All right, the census.
Real.
Okay, I'll give. Let's give the proper definition. This is a great moment. A census is the procedure of systematically acquiring and recording information about the members of a given population.
So, I have seen it be like noted in research, like when like doing like things like research papers or like even just math problems and stuff in school. Like they'll say, oh, according to the U.S. Census, I always thought it
so
was
Liv
like,
I could not
follow
minute.
A word you like, were saying. Now, okay, now I get what you're saying. So like a census, so like they go to a house, like how many members in this household? What is the annual income? What is, I mean, it's just basic questions per se about so, like.
And yeah. Every single American has to fill one out?
Yes.
Like I'm confused.
There's not a punishment. If you don't, you're not going to go to jail. But yes, you should fill out the census.
And
it
everyone
helps.
Knows about this. How come they don't tell you about this in like school? Or like, because everyone knows about taxes, but no one's ever told me that I should be filling out a U.S. census.
It's every 10 years. And it's on like the...
Okay. Okay.
You are so dumb.
Wait a minute. It's every 10 years. You guys are acting like this is like taxes. Like it's something that happens every single year. Like this is every 10 years. So the last time we had this was in what, 2010 when I was like 15?
The first question should have been, Liv, how do you think they know how many people are in the U.S.? Liv's like, I don't know.
Well,
they go around and literally count.
Google Maps.
I know. My answer would be like birth certificates because hospitals have to record how many babies are born each year.
So they just add all the birth certificates.
Yeah, I guess they do like that. And then they, that's like a positive, and then they subtract all the like death certificates.
No.
From that year. I don't know. I never thought about that. But
so, Liv.
I think that you guys are being very dramatic that I should have known about this. I think probably more people don't know about it.
I don't think that's
if it
true.
Only happens every 10 years.
Can we put this on Instagram or something? Like do an Instagram poll? Do you know what the U.S. census is? Put like a yes or no. By the way, so every 10 years, Liv, like a formal like sheet will get mailed to your house and it's like a questionnaire sort of type thing and just fill it out and send it in. Actually, this year might be electronic since it's 2020 now.
Like, have you heard of the Census Bureau?
Yes, I have, but I just never knew what they did. I didn't
She's
know.
She's like, I thought it was like with your eyes and your ears and your nose, like all your senses.
I know. I just like, I didn't know everyone was supposed to do this. So am I required to? Like, when is the requirement?
Well, see,
like, you have to do it. Like, is
it's
it
optional.
18?
That's
is
my
it
question
21?
Now.
Is it 26? Like when you're off people's insurance?
So that is my one question. And we could go back to step one here. So do they just mail it to every household? So like, will I get one in the mail and then I could just fill it out?
All right, let's do this. If anybody
it's
actually
knows. It's actually required by the Constitution.
Well, there's a lot of things that I do and break the law.
Uh-oh.
Well, look at you breaking the law if your daddy did it.
Walks on the wild side.
833-563-2539. If you know the answer to Chap's question. But I think it kind of brings up an interesting thing, though. It's like, okay, like that is something that probably a lot of people don't know. But maybe you're too afraid to, like, you know, find out. What if we could collectively try to help everybody out? Do you kind of have a question which you might feel like it's dumb?
Yeah, 833-563-2539. If there is something that you see all the time or that people say or you're just like, I don't want to ask. Because everyone else knows what this means and I have no idea. Like for a long time, I didn't know what the numbers that people have those stickers on the back of cars, like 13.1. I was like, what the heck did those mean? Now I realize it's about a marathon. But
or,
like stuff like that.
Or the letters WOW on the back of a truck. You guys don't know what that means?
833-563-2539.
It's supposed to be funny because of what it actually means. I know what it means.
What does it mean?
Whip It Out Wednesday.
Oh.
You've never seen
are
that?
Are you sure?
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right.
This is the theme of our
you
job.
You guys are losers.
Out of left field.
833-563-2539. You got to get off that day quick. Joe and Mackenzie taking your calls at 833-563-2539. I mean, it's not necessarily a dumb question, but something that you didn't know for the longest time. Maybe we can help you figure it out, or eventually you did. Mackenzie, yours had to do with a half marathon.
Yeah, so I just didn't know. I always saw those like 13.1, the little stickers that people have, and
yes.
I didn't really understand. I'm like, wow, what does this actually mean? And now I realize that obviously is a half marathon, and it's cool. Like people that run marathons in the 26.2. If you see that, that is a marathon.
Yeah, I didn't know that for the longest time either. Believe it or not, I've never done a half marathon.
What?
I know. You're like,
what?
I thought you were a trained athlete.
Crazy.
Let's go to Carlos. You're actually calling in Carlos this morning at 833-563-2539. And you have something about the census, which got this whole thing kicked off.
Yeah, so what the census is how they record pockets of people in certain cities or certain neighborhoods. And that's how they know what they need for schools. That's how they know for resources that people get. So, and it's only every 10 years. So if we have a mass population of people in this particular pocket and they don't record it, then they won't get the resources that they need, which means that they're going to lack in some sort of area, which is going to cause grief to that particular neighborhood or that particular side of the city.
Okay, so you make sure you do it then.
Yeah, it's important.
Carlos, thanks for calling us this morning. Let's go to Charlie. Hey, Charlie, what is something that you wanted to ask?
Did Liv graduate middle school?
I did. Actually, I actually graduated college, but I don't know. I guess maybe in middle school, like, they slipped over it. I mean, I remember in middle school, our, like, social studies class focused super hardcore on, like, geography. And, like, that's basically all I remember.
There's no way that you graduated from an accredited college.
Well, from the University of Louisville, what college did you graduate from?
None, and that's why it's weird that I know what a census is and you don't. Were you in class or were you, like, hammered?
Oh, my gosh. No, I did attend class.
I am dying right now.
I was hammered for a little bit of it, but never in
only
class.
Only because sometimes it's always like I'm only 25.
Like,
but the thing, and the pork chop used to say that, too.
How old are you?
But literally, they teach Lucy, who is in fourth grade, about a census.
Learned it. Lucy
but
just
she's
learned it.
10.
So now she knows it. But if I learned something 15 years
but what
ago,
I'm saying
am I
is,
going to remember
okay
it?
If you don't know something, but we always don't have to blame, like, I'm not, no, because I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's
well,
just like, it's okay
I'm
if you don't know something, just it's okay.
All I know it's okay, but there's probably a reason of why I don't know something. What I'm saying is I probably don't know it because I've never filled one out. I've heard of it before.
I think Charlie's trying to tell you something.
Yes.
Hold on, Charlie hasn't got to say anything yet. Go ahead.
Hey, Liv, do your parents listen to the show?
They do. They're not right now, but yes, they do.
Okay, thank God. If I was your dad and I heard this, I would want a refund on all the money I paid for college. I would want a refund on all the money I paid for you growing up, like all the money I spent on your clothes and like, I would just want to.
You would just want to rip me away of all of my belongings.
Just because she doesn't know what a census is?
Just because I don't know what a census is.
Yes, I feel like if I was your dad, I would be so upset. I would call the college right now and tell them to get the diploma back.
So, well, how do you know what the hell they even teach in college if you have never been? My degree is in communications. I studied business. I studied finance, which I guess the census would be learned about during that. But I only spent 2 years in finance where we were learning not about that.
The thing that's crazy is you learn about the census when you learn how to eat taste in kindergarten.
All right, Charlie. I think Charlie's just saying that he thinks you should know that. I don't think all those things should be taken away from you.
This is what makes me
hand
so
clap.
Upset.
Oh, boy.
It's because Mackenzie always says there's no such thing as a stupid question, but you're sitting here making me feel stupid, saying, like, my daughter knows
no,
it.
No, I'm saying like, it's okay if you don't know stupid. Something. You don't have to blame because you're in your 20s that you don't know something. It's okay. Like, if you don't know something,
well,
it's okay.
Probably...
But a lot of people, I'm saying, in their 20s know what a census is, and a lot of people in their teenage years know.
For sure.
So it's but it's
right.
Okay.
And I don't remember a lot of things from middle school. I just don't, which I guess a lot of people do. Maybe I was not paying attention. But I also have never filled one out because I've never been in charge of my own household. So I've heard of it. I just didn't know you were sent one in the mail every 10 years because I've never had to fill one out before.
And like I'm saying, it's okay.
Let's go to Kayla this morning. Kayla, what did you want to say?
Well, first off, that guy who's like bashing Liv needs to get off the radio because I'm 24 years old and I don't know what
Thank
a census
you.
Is. But he doesn't
well,
need
be
to make
careful.
Her feel
don't say it's because of your age because
well,
Mackenzie will get all upset.
Well, no, I'm just saying you can't. This Joe, back me up. When I don't know something, it's like, oh my god, because you're like in your 30s and I'm like, no, that's not it. But if someone doesn't know something, like people don't know, like an artist, like Joe and I are saying, we know who the Beatles were, but that was before our time. I'm saying sometimes you don't have blame, like because you don't know something. It's okay not to know something. You just don't know it.
I think he took a little far to saying as far as Liv like needing
to
give everything
yeah,
back.
No, what I wasn't. Backing
I think he was actually just messing with
you. I think he was just messing
right.
with you. To get a rise out
I
of
know,
you.
And he definitely got a rise out of me, but I think it was just like a mixture of all of it because I think that sometimes like it is okay not to know something, and that's what being an adult and learning how to be an adult is. So if you ever don't know something when you are kind of out of college and you're trying to figure out what adulting is and you don't know something and people like want to say you can't just use your age as an excuse. Well, sometimes we're still figuring stuff out.
All right.
And
well,
that's what adulting is.
I'm just
all
saying,
about.
Liv is quick to call other people out too. Like, I didn't know a few things. And I'm just saying, so like, we should all just learn together.
I know
right.
what we're doing
well,
next week.
I've never put anyone on blast like that who doesn't know something. Like, sometimes I'll do Pork Chop as a joke, but I'm never like, take away everything he owns.
I think we all. I think it was
I will
like.
Not call
I think
her.
I think it's good-hearted. I think he was just. I
think
honestly
he
think he was trying to like just mess with you.
Oh, it's okay. He was just. Today, he was just trying to get a ride.
You've been attacked in every angle. You've been attacked in cheerleading, on the census. It's all the C's. Okay.
I mean everything. It's like I can barely talk on this show without like people coming at me.
I think you've hit your word limit for today. Let's just give you a break
Thank
then. Okay,
you.
Mackenzie, what's coming up in the T?